Earlier this month, as a storm swept through the Cape May coastal area, a treasure of sorts emerged from the beach. Old train tracks buried decades ago have resurfaced. Tourists are taking a look, and needless to say, train buffs are rejoicing. Joining us to tell us more about this visit from the past is Justin Osiello, who did a story about the tracks for us for Newsworks.org. Hi, Justin.
Hi, good evening.
So how old are these tracks, and where exactly were they found?
Well, we don't have the exact age, but we do know that the tracks were built in response to the opening of the Cape May Sand Company plant, and that was in the early 1900s. What we do know from local historian W. George Cook is that the tracks were laid down to transport sand from the facility in Lower Township along Sunset Beach to Philadelphia and points from there. The tracks were covered with sand decades ago. We don't have that exact date, but we do know for a substantial amount of time they've been buried under sand.
So now that these tracks have reemerged, what happens next?
Well, we're just not sure what happens next. We know that Mother Nature is a reason why they reemerged. For now, they are exposed. During low tide, we do know that this is becoming sort of a tourist attraction to Sunset Beach. Now, just a little background on Sunset Beach. This is a beach in Lower Township that sits along the Delaware Bay. It's a big attraction during the summer for the sunset, of course. So it is a draw for that reason. It's also a draw for something that is called Cape May Diamonds. Now, if I say diamonds over the air, that may cause a stampede towards Cape May, but they're really not diamonds. They are quartz deposits that over the course of thousands of years reemerge on the beach. So that is another draw. This is a very special place, and of course, with the reemergence of these railroad tracks, that makes it even more attractive as a place to visit.
And you don't know, Justin, at this point, whether any historical society is looking at them with great interest in an effort to try to preserve them.
We don't know that. That's something that we can look into. But we do know that there is a flurry of off-season activity at this location. You know, this has really led reporters to researching this and uncovering information about our history that really isn't well known to the public.
And it makes you wonder what else is under the sand just waiting to emerge.
You never know what you're walking over when you're going to the beach for a nice lazy day of relaxation.
Fascinating. Keep us posted, Justin.
I will. Thanks for having me.
Justin Osiello is editor of Jersey Shore Hurricane News.